In China, the government has offered some new numbers that measure the scale of the problems that lie ahead. Just over 40,000 confirmed deaths and 5 million people without homes. Set against that last number, the government's announcement that 280,000 tents have been shipped to the area seems rather short of the mark. The government says another 700,000 have been ordered, and factories are working triple shifts to meet demand. Today, my co-host, Robert Siegel, found people in Sichuan province lined up trying to buy tents.
It didn't help that the Sichuan Provincial Seismological Bureau forecast a big aftershock late last night, a forecast they've been backing away from today. Here in the city of Chengdu, population 4.5 million, we are about 60 miles south of the epicenter of Monday's quake. According to the same seismological authorities, today the city is not in danger, but that earlier dubious forecast, which was on the television news, led to a panic here last night and this morning to a run on tents. At the Jinjiang Athletic Store, there was a line first thing in the morning. A woman who wouldn't tell me her name opened the tent that she had just bought to make sure all the parts were there. She paid 400 yuan for that model, which sleeps two. That's about $55. For a Chinese migrant laborer, that could easily be a couple of weeks' pay. This crowd was definitely more prosperous than that.
Is that a high price for a tent this size?
I
think it's pretty expensive.
Why did you buy it?
For my child, really.
Can you tell us, is your house safe?
It's safe, thank you.
So why buy the tent then?
I bought it just in case of aftershocks. We're afraid of it.
At a pricier sporting goods store, Old Soldier Outdoors, an oil worker named Huang had his cell phone in one hand and his brand new 650 yuan tent in the other.
Yes, I just got it. You should hurry up. Get in line.
They're running out of them?
Almost.
And this woman, Liu Juan, who works as a representative of a South China manufacturing company, had a 6-year-old girl in tow and 3 new tents.
Yeah, for my parents and my sister.
Your parents and your sister, and who's this young lady?
This is my daughter.
Your daughter. Mm. And you're all going to live in tents tonight?
Yes, tonight. Outside.
You slept outside. But was it the television news report that made you do that?
Yeah.
Last night, people heard that announcement on the television and rushed to the grounds of the soccer stadium, if not out of town. Today, at a Sichuan government briefing, seismological experts assured people that Chengdu is not threatened by a potential powerful aftershock. That announcement seems to have done virtually no good.
Well, this was the scene at 9:30 at night, just outside the Chengdu soccer stadium. We're actually in part of the parking lot. The place is full. People are camping out once again. That announcement that Chengdu is not in danger, notwithstanding. And the mood is a combination of a big family outing, a tailgate party, and, of course, some concern that people are here because of their fears for their houses. Let's find out why people say they're here.
Zheng Xiaoling, who works for an insurance company, was spreading a sheet over a thin mattress on a playground pavement.
Excuse me.
Ni hao.
Why are you staying here tonight?
Because we're told there will be another earthquake, we're scared still.
But you know, this afternoon, the authorities were saying that's not right, that Chengdu really isn't in danger.
Yes, I've heard that, but I'm still a little scared. Maybe psychologically I am scared still.
And others told us much the same thing. I know they say we're not in danger, but just to feel safe, I'll spend another night outdoors.
My co-host Robert Siegel in Chengdu, China.